Hi, honey. Did you have a good day? Oh, me too. It's been a really long week. Here, come sit down on the couch with me and cuddle. Oh, I was just watching the new episodes of Cold Case Files. It's always kind of, I don't know, satisfying that they've actually been solved. And the new ones, there's some pretty fucked up shit on it. Oh, don't look at me like that. You know better than anyone how obsessed I am with true crime and serial killers. But there is a statistic that says people that are more interested in serial killers and read about them and know lots of facts are more interesting to talk to. And I am super interesting to talk to, right? Yeah, I think that's a good idea. I think that we should cuddle, and you can lay your head on my boobs because I know how much you like that while I tell you absolutely fucking terrible things. You know, it's my favorite. Let me do it, please. I mean, we could watch a show about it, but I know how much you like to listen to me talk, so. Why wouldn't we just run through some things? Oh, and before you get settled, you should totally hand me that wine. I know. Mwah. You're such a peach for bringing it to me. Let's see. Ooh, I know one. And this one comes from my home state of South Carolina. There is a guy named Pee-wee Gaskins who was the most prolific serial killer in South Carolina. He used to drive this hearse with a bumper sticker that read, "I haul dead people." He told people that he needed to take the bodies of people he killed to his private cemetery. He claimed to kill between 100 and 110 people, but there's really no way of knowing. I feel like the ones that happened out in the middle of nowhere are kind of the spookiest. I feel kind of also that it's a weird thing to say to have, like, oh, this is my favorite serial killer, because clearly I'm not condoning what they did, and these people definitely should fry and have fried or have died for the things that they've done, which they absolutely should. But my morbid curiosity is piqued by a lot of them. One of my favorites is Ed Gein. I don't know what it is about him, but I kind of feel bad. If his mom hadn't have been such a nutter, I think that he probably could have turned out different, question mark. But he's another one that lived out in the middle of nowhere in Wisconsin. People didn't even think that he could hurt a fly, which I find insane. Everybody just thought he was kind of weird and, I don't know, off. But his neighbors used to have him babysit their kids. There was a story I read once that was about these neighborhood boys that got babysitted by him and would talk about him having these like faces on the wall or like shrunken heads. He told them they were from a cousin who had gone like out of country for a war and brought them back. But lo and behold, when everything came out, they were people he had dug up out of a graveyard. His mother is the one who told him that all women were whores except for her. Did you know that he's the bassist for Norman Bates? Yep. Anyway, he lived in this pigsty out in this farmhouse that his parents had owned. His mom had died years before, and so had his brother. It's speculated that Gein may have killed him too. But anyway, after they were gone, he let the house just completely go to shit. They found all these various body parts from his little grave digging excursions, including, and not limited to, a bag of vaginas. Oh, yeah, he took them off of the corpses. And of course, the infamous skin lampshade, which is real, or was real, a half finished woman suit made of human skin. There were like maggots living in old dishes in the kitchen, and it was a complete disorganized mess. He was completely disconnected from reality. The only room in his house, though, that was still pristine was his mother's, except for the dust and, you know, things that happen when you don't dust a room or clean it. It was untouched from the time she had died. I think it's so interesting that he had such a fear and respect for his mother that he was afraid to set foot in her room. He also claimed to hear her voice criticizing him from time to time, which I thought was really interesting. Thus, where they got the idea for Bates Motel. What? Okay. All right. I can tell that you're somewhat enjoying this, so I'll keep going. So, another one that I was always really interested in was John Wayne Gacy. I remember reading a bunch of stuff about him in high school and then watching this show called Most Evil. I don't think it's on TV anymore, but I think you can watch it on Amazon. They used to count down, like, different serial killers, and the guy who ran the show would put them in categories. 1 to, I think it was like 23 or 28 on a scale of most evil. Each number had like a different thing for it. So like there were spree killers or killers that killed out of rage or impulse. Like it went through a whole thing. Anyway, that's the first time I ever really truly heard all of the stuff about Gacy. The guy who did the scale even did an interview with him. And up until the very end, he said that he was innocent. But, of course he wasn't. He had so many bodies crammed underneath the house that he lived in that some of them had even melted together. And the bones had been sorted for 2 years before they could even put together full skeletons. Yep. And it was only because the police officers that arrested him who came over to ask him questions went to go use the bathroom, right? So the police officer went in there and he could smell it. Every police officer I've ever seen on these shows talks about that, like, once you know what it smells like when a body's decaying, that you'll know what it smells like for the rest of your life. And he smelled it. So that's why they started digging up his entire bathroom. Nuts, right? Ooh, okay, here's another one that I always found super interesting. Jeffrey Dahmer, who is another crazy case, used to watch this doctor, right, that would run up and down the street, like getting in his exercise, and he had thought about killing him, even waited one day, decided that he was going to do it when he was still in high school, and waited along the road to take this guy out. But guess what? It was the one day that the doctor didn't go running. Lucky him, I guess. Oh, there's even a thing that I've seen before that talks about what their last meals were. Skipping back to Gacy for a minute, do you know what his was? That's right. He did. He owned KFC restaurants, of all things. He had a bucket of KFC fried chicken, a pound of strawberries, and fried shrimp. I mean, I gotta say, that sounds pretty damn good if it's gonna be your last meal, right? Oh, can you refill my wine glass, please? Thank you. Right. So, Dahmer. He's a really interesting case. I don't really feel sympathy for him because what he did was super fucked up. But the interviews I've watched, he's one that it's fun to hear his reasoning. You know, a lot of the guys do it for whatever, but his was he was so scared of being alone. It makes you think that if things had been different in his childhood, would he have been like that? So before the end, right before he got caught, he had so many bodies in his apartment that he ran out of a room and stored one of his victims in the bathtub. Yep. And he proceeded to shower over him every day for a month, straddling a rotting corpse to get fresh and clean in the shower. It's wild. It really is. I wish there were more shows on TV that would just, you know, pick one serial killer per thing and then just go through all the facts. They always kind of skip around, which is a little bit annoying. Did you flinch? Sorry, baby. Am I freaking you out? I know. But you're safe with me here at home, having wine and just listening to your weird girlfriend ramble on and on about serial killers. But hey, you told me to do it. How about this? I think that you should make us some popcorn, grab my sour straws, and we could sit back and watch the new episodes of Unsolved Mysteries. Please. If you do that for me, I'll give you a blowjob. And off he goes.